There are 7.5 billion people in this world, driving over 1.5 billion vehicles. 363 million of those vehicles are commercial. These vehicles are transporting people, goods, and services that all do their part to keep the world in motion. From the most populous of places on Earth to the most remote places only accessible during the right conditions. It is not often that we realize how much everyone and everything is constantly in motion until it stops. When it stops, that is where we come in. To grab, pull, push, winch, hoist, jump, unstick, unlock, or just plain maneuver you out of the mess you found yourself in. Some would call us drivers, operators, first responders, or essential workers. But I like to think of us as heroes from the ditch.
I was standing in front of the mirror shaving a couple of mornings ago, when I paused and looked intently at my face. Being somewhat vain about my appearance, I asked myself, "When did you get so old?" Well, this question startled my ego, because it's used to hearing me say, "You are one handsome man." I stood there, face covered with lather, peering into the scars left from injury and minor surgeries that the shaving cream couldn't cover. I looked at my forehead. It's quite visible now because the hair that once covered it has been claimed by the great lottery of genetics. Dark splotches and skin flakes suggest that the sun has taken its toll on my freckled skin. A bit of extra flesh hangs behind my first chin, forming a second, that is still well concealed by my beard, but indicates that it's time to get my diet and exercise regimens back in order. It's a good thing that I stopped with my neck, because it doesn't get much better the further down my body I look. You and I probably aren't much different in the stresses we place on our bodies as we carry out the day-to-day necessities of being a towing and recovery operator. Climbing in and out of a truck dozens of times in a shift, lifting heavy chains, forks, and snatch blocks, contorting our bodies to fit in tight spaces and contend with seized bolts and heavy drive shafts, yanking and pulling on the winch line while trying to remain balanced on an icy road, shocking our bodies and brains with adrenaline caused by the midnight phone call that presses you and I into service for a 911 incident response. It's all of these things that place stress and forces on our brains and bodies that take a physical and an emotional toll. My bones, my muscles, ligaments, and joints tell the tale of 25-plus years of being a tower. My ability to spring from the bed when everyone else in the house sleeps soundly is limited by the pains in my back. Everything that pains me, slows me down, and causes the occasional call-in to work is the result of some past force applied to my body that exceeded the limits of the muscle group, the bones or tendons that were used beyond their abilities. Oh, how I wish I could go back in time and do a better job of protecting my body. I wanted to share these thoughts with you because I'm fairly certain a majority of you can relate to the noticeable signs of stress and pains of exertion in your bodies. If only there were a way to limit the amount of force on your body to prevent injury, we might not hurt as bad in the mornings. Well, that's the job of an orthopedist, an occupation that I know nothing about. What I do know about is resistance and rigging. Our last episode introduced you to Wreckmaster's Scene Discipline. It's a systemized approach to managing towing and recovery incidents. We covered the survey portion of the scene discipline then. And now, we're on to calculate. Much like our bodies, rigging components have been designed and manufactured to withstand a certain amount of force applied in a certain way. We've all heard to lift with our legs, not with our back. So, to use the spine as an analogy, imagine a weightlifter in a gym performing a squat exercise to train his leg muscles. The bar, laden with weights, is kept centered over his core. The force is applied to the body in line with the trunk or the body's major axis. The average healthy person with only a small amount of coaching can be expected to squat a mass equal to their body weight. To prevent overexertion or injury, the weightlifter adds up the number of weights, includes the weight of the bar, and knows how much force he's required to overcome. When the exercise is done as designed, the body systems will overcome the force and injury will be prevented. If too much weight is added to the bar or proper form isn't maintained, a back injury and pain will follow. To complete the analogy, any rigging component connected to a load is designed and manufactured to withstand a certain amount of force applied in a certain way. Exceeding that certain amount of force may damage the component. Just like the muscle fibers in the body, injury to a single wire in a stranded section of cable can weaken it. A bone pressed against a fixed object can snap, as can a shackle that's being side-loaded. A tendon can tear when overworked, just like the filaments of a polyester round sling subjected to a shock load. Towing and recovery operators are expected to act quickly to move cars, trucks, cargo, and equipment that are otherwise unable to move themselves. To do so, the operator relies on a combination of knowledge, experience, and training to guide his choices. The amount of knowledge, the types of experience, and the level of training are all factors influencing the choices that he makes. An athlete who has never been coached on proper form and advisable weights to train with may snatch up a bar laden with weight plates and immediately throw out his back. I know that guy. An operator lacking the knowledge of the casualty's weight and unaware of the factors for resistance may hook and pull in haste, simply hoping that the ultimate strength of everything between the winch and the load is sufficient to complete the job. I was that guy. The expectations and working environment of the towing and recovery operator's rigging can be brutal and unforgiving. But by learning to calculate resistance, the operator can know with a reasonable degree of certainty what forces are being placed on his gear. This will prevent shin splints for your shackles, headaches in your hooks, bruises for your bridles, and strains for your snatch blocks. Ruckmaster defines resistance as the percentage of weight that needs to be moved. To keep the remainder of this conversation simple, one can assume that a force in pounds or kilograms equal to the casualty's resistance is the force that will have to be supported by everything between the casualty and the winching vehicle. An operator must first understand how to calculate what that force is. Determining what percentage of the casualty's weight needs to be overcome is the first step in calculating what capacities of rigging need to be installed. We must dispel one misunderstanding straight away. Trucks equipped with load sensing equipment, like many rotator wreckers are these days, do not tell the operator how much force is on the winch line, the hooks, the chains, and the shackles. Those systems merely indicate how much load the boom is supporting. The recovery boom can be well within its safe operating range, but the rigging beneath it may be nearing its breaking strength. For this reason, before engaging a winch or raising a boom, an informed operator will have determined how much force the rigging will see during its trip from the ditch to the road. This starts by completing a resistance calculation. To begin, the casualty's static weight must be known. Each of us can hold in our hands a powerful research tool. Use your smartphone to search the year, make, and model of the casualty you're recovering to find out its curb weight. Use a bill of lading or a scale ticket to assign a weight to a commercial motor vehicle. Rely on trusted resources like RichieSpec.com to find weights of off-road equipment. Whatever method you choose, try to obtain a static weight of the casualty or load you're recovering that is as close to accurate as possible. Without that hard number, as we call it, the following steps are useless. So, begin your calculation for success with the casualty's static weight. Next, the environment must be taken into consideration. I'm referring to what surface the casualty is resting on. You probably know from experience that you can roll a four-door passenger car across a paved surface with ease so long as nobody's pressing on the brake. Put that same car in a muddy ditch and you and all of your buddies aren't pushing that car anywhere without some mechanical assistance. This perfectly illustrates the effect of environment on the increase of resistance for the same casualty. Throughout the Wreckmaster discipline, you will learn that resistance is categorized into four main types. Some of these types have different levels. A trained operator will be able to identify whether the casualty has rolling resistance, Meyer resistance, damage resistance, or gradient resistance. Each of these types and levels of resistance has a factor, or a mathematical multiplier, assigned to it. By multiplying the resistance factor by the casualty's static weight, we can calculate the percentage of the vehicle or casualty weight that must be overcome to place that casualty into motion. Furthermore, that equips us with the baseline information to begin installing rigging. If a well-maintained 3,500-pound car is resting upon smooth concrete and it's in neutral with its parking brake released, a meager force of 175 pounds is all that is required to place it into motion. You can easily calculate, by dividing the car's weight by 175 pounds, that the car's resistance is 5% of its static weight when it can roll freely on a hard, flat surface. Now, put that same car body deep in mud and the resistance is 5,250 pounds. That's 150% of its static weight. Chances are pretty good that there's not a piece of rigging on your tow truck that won't withstand 175 pounds. But 5,250 pounds of force can exceed the working load limit of a 3/8 wire rope, a 1/4 inch grade 100 alloy chain, 2-inch nylon webbing, and almost any transport slot on a car from Michigan, guaranteed. An operator attending a Wreckmaster class will be taught how to identify each type and level of resistance and to make the calculations necessary to ensure that you don't exceed the working load limit of your equipment. If calculating resistance is something you've never considered or avoided altogether, I'd respectfully ask that you do something for me. Go to the winch line on your carrier or wrecker. Look at the end of the wire rope where it makes a loop connecting it to the hook. Inside that loop is most likely a steel thimble. When installed by the wire rope manufacturer or supplier, that thimble has a smooth teardrop shape. The thimble maintains an acceptable bend radius of the wire as it passes through the eye of the hook. The thimble keeps its shape and the proper bend radius so long as the working load limit of the winch line hasn't been exceeded. If the thimble on your winch line has been squeezed together, there's no doubt the wire rope has been exposed to loads in excess of what it's authorized to support in general service. Repeated overloading can weaken the line, causing it to break well below its ultimate load capacity in the future. Have a look in the chain locker on your truck. Are the chain links uniformly oval-shaped? Or do some of them appear longer than the others? Maybe the long sides of the link are bent inward slightly, making them appear more like a peanut or the number 8. These are signs of overloading. Look at the web slings and recovery straps on your rig. Do you see threads that are picking out of the weave? Tiny loops of thread that have popped up along the length of the strap indicate it has been pulled beyond its working load limit. This is akin to a hernia. When the metaphorical guts of a strap poke out of its belly or groin, you know something bad may happen the next time you use it. Every piece of rigging carried on your truck has a limit. Every muscle group, bone, and piece of connective tissue in your body has a limit. Exceeding those limits is something you should never willfully choose to do. I've given you a taste of how to calculate resistance. I've tried to draw some real-life parallels to what you can feel and sense within your body. I wanted to share it with you this way in hopes that you can see the importance of the concept. A great deal of liability is assumed by you and your company every time you engage a winch. You place a lot of trust in your rigging when the forces placed upon it is unknown. I sincerely hope that your curiosity will fuel a desire to become a more passionate expert in the world of towing and recovery. So keep coming back here for more information and consider joining other operators at a RecMaster course while you'll learn a disciplined approach to mastering your craft. For RecMaster, I'm Casey Burrows. See you in the ditch.